My brothers and sisters, scripture reading is taken from Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall encamp, though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Our Father and our God, we thank you and we give you great praise, Lord, that in all things we're able to trust and look to you, and you will hide us, you will protect us. Oh God, we thank you even now for the worship experience. Speak to our hearts, Lord God. Oh, refresh us, revive us, Lord God. And then, of course, challenge us to a higher order of living and understanding in your word. It is in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
As we approach this week, thanking God for all what we hear about Easter, who represents the birth of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for his coming. Now, if you just go with me for a moment, Galatians 4:4-5. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. My friends, and then you look again at Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I thank God that Jesus came on earth, born by a woman, my friends, a young woman, and then grew up and brought from us in space, I call it, from heaven. I thank God for that today. Have you ever stopped, my friends, long enough to think just this present world would be like had Jesus had not come? Had you ever thought about that? Had he not been born of a virgin, lived, and was crucified, was buried, and rose again from the dead? Friend, if he hadn't did that, you just think about today. You think deeply. And he hadn't ascended back to heaven to serve as our divine intercessor. Friends, Christ coming to the earth as he did has made a tremendous difference. And it is the difference between the despaired life, the glorious hope. It's between horrible misery and satisfying content. And you look at it, between the badness of the world and the goodness, Jesus came to show up that God is good, loving, and caring for us. I thank God today for his coming. You stop and think about it. If it had not been for his coming, where would we be in 2020? Between eternal death, my friends, and everlasting life, where would we be? If Christ had not come, then is all probability that our burdens would be much heavier, our sorrows would be much sadder, our hurts would be much deeper, our problems would be much larger, if Jesus would not have come. So let us praise God that he came. When I first came to St. Paul, they used to sing this song. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt, but I knew the Lord was going to take care of me. I think about that sometimes now. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt, because I'm a son of the living God because of the coming of Jesus Christ. In all that we do know and think about, if Christ had not come, then our circumstances would have already destroyed us. Then our hardships would have already defeated us. Our fears would have already overwhelmed us if Christ would not have come. I just thank God that he came. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence on earth. Now, God, when he gave his son taught us that God was love, and that God was peaceful, and that God was a giver, not an always taker. He was a giver. And that God loved us so much. And when Adam's broke away from God by his sin, friends, then Jesus came and brought us back. I could hear him saying, prepare me a body that flows with blood and water, and I go down and redeem mankind. Now, I'm sure they searched around. There was plenty of people there, but didn't any of them fit the case. Jesus was the only one could pass the test. So he came. Shout every now and then that God gave his son for us. Easter ought to mean more to us than talk about Easter or talk about Easter eggs or talk about dress code. Easter ought to be a time to praise God higher and higher because what he's already done. If he doesn't do any more, he's done enough. I know for myself, because of him, I have a place in the kingdom. And someday, I'm going to meet him face to face. What a joy, what a blessing that he came to rescue us. Are you trying to rescue someone that is not saved? If not, you should. Be kind to the lost. Be loving to the lost. Be friendly to the lost. I don't care what you have and how much you have. This virus we have now hasn't discriminated against nobody. It's just moving and moving, and as it moves, it's taking out people. So as we move for God, since he's come down, and we move for him now, continue to move for him, we can influence somebody else to accept him. He's real. I know that. He's real. This Easter ought to make us shout to glory, from glory, for glory, and to glory, because Jesus Christ decided to come. So I'm glad. Now let's move on here a little bit deeper. Tell me, if Christ had not come, then whose arms would you be able to be in today? If Christ had not come, whose blessing would you be enjoying today? If Christ had not come, all that you have in your home, all that you are receiving, we wouldn't have this opportunity if it had not been for Christ. I hear you say, well, man created this and man created that. Man wouldn't have created nothing if God hadn't allowed him to be here. God blessed Mary to birth him. And friends, it was a birth that we are still talking about it, because there's never been one like that before. As far as I know, it won't be like that in the future. But he came and he brought salvation with him. Yes, you said, but he died. Yes, he died. But what happened? He got up. Listen to what he says. He said, I got up. He told his disciples, with all power, in the 28th chapter of Matthew, but all power in heaven and in earth is in my hand. I have the power to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it. But one of the things I'm doing is saving man and womankind. Friends, trust him today. Lean on him. Love him. Sing some of the songs about him. So glad, so glad, so glad he brought me here today. I came here to praise his name. I'm glad that he blessed us to be able to come in your homes and encourage you, let you know that he's alive. He's alive. Easter means a lot. But when you take Jesus out of it, there is no such thing. But as long as Jesus is in the top of the line, you can shout for joy that he came. And then, since he did, you can be saved. Those of you who listen to me and have not been saved, you can be saved. You can. All you got to do is just bow and accept it. Pray for him that he would forgive your sin, and you want to be him to be your Lord, and you want to be his son or his servant, his child. You want to be a person that belongs to him. I'm happy today that we have an opportunity, those who are not saved, to bow and invite him in. Those of us who are saved, we have an opportunity to give glory to our God. He is worthy, worthy for us to praise him. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. We praise your name. There's nobody like you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise you. Bless you. And as we finish out this day of celebration, we won't close without saying, those of you who are not saved, come to Jesus now. Bow where you are. Invite him to save you. Invite him to come in. And then thank him for accepting you, and you're going to be with him the rest of your life. Your life would be better if it's in Jesus Christ. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Praise him. Praise him. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for your presence here on earth. Walk with us. Talk with us. Talk with us. Walk with us. Talk with us. Walk with us. And we can be able to sing that song well. So glad to be here. So glad for him to allow us to be here in your home. May God be with you, and may his presence follow you. Thank you again. Lord Jesus, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Bless this household and these households. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.